Here we go.
Michigan at the 41. What a hit! Ball's free! On the ground! South Carolina deserves to have it!
Cloudy just says, I'll take care of business right here. I'll come off the ball and rock you and get it right back for our offense.
22nd and 10 for Fields. Fields to throw it. Pump fake. Sacks. Fires. Touchdown, Garrett Wilson.
Now Burrow going to launch downfield for Chase. Who's got it? Touchdown, LSU!
Snaps with the whole
lock!
The kick is
good!
The kick is good! The Mountaineers are going to try to take it
back! Lead
to the Big Al!
That's on the Big Al!
20, 50,
ah! 10!
The Mountaineers are going to beat the Michigan Wolverines!
This is Menace to Picks.
All right, welcome to the newest episode of the Menace to Picks podcast. JG the Sportsbook Joker here with our Midwest Insider, and we are absolutely thrilled. Football season, particularly college football season, is here, albeit it is week zero. We are going to start this week by getting everybody ready for the games that you need to hear about, because that's how our podcast is going to work. We're going to come on Wednesdays. We'll record on Monday or Tuesday, and we will record on, and we will release the episode on Wednesday with content that is time sensitive, right? So you'll have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to listen to the pods to get you ready for the games on Saturday. And every week we're going to come on here with some locks for you. We are going to give you the information that you need to know that's going to get you ready to make your plays over the weekend. We got our handicapping contest going on for our Patreon subscribers. If you're not a subscriber, get to this website right now, patreon.com/menace2picks. We have three different tiers of picks. We have our Infinity Locks tier, which our Infinity Locks historically are 266 and 124, hitting at 68-69%. Our Locks of the Month are 70 and 30 and even 100 Locks of the Month. Those are our biggest plays each month. We have a few of those each month. They're 70 and 30, hitting at 70% after 100 picks. College football last year, 109 and 57. 67% winners on college football. So get over to our Twitter, our Instagram, at Menace2Picks. Get to patreon.com/Menace2Picks. Sign up. $15 a month Infinity Locks, $25 a month for our basic plays for all of our main sports. And then our premium package is $40 a month. That's all of our picks, including soccer, which is going to get your morning started out. We'll talk a little bit about that today. On the weekends, we have tennis, we have golf, anything that you need. Our subscribers will tell you they recommend our premium. Another plug I wanted to put in for the tailgate. Coach Zach Smith having a tailgate with Braxton Miller right there on Lane Avenue. It's right next to the varsity club, and it's better than the varsity club going in paying $10 a beer for a Bud Light, you know, at the varsity club. Braxton Miller is going to be there. It's all you can eat. I think it's $50 a ticket. So it's a watch party for people that do not have tickets to the game. This is going to be your best option. $50, all you can eat, two drink tickets. The food is good. It's not just like stadium food. You know, it's catered chicken wings from local restaurants. Your drink tickets is going to be high-end alcohol, so a fantastic opportunity to come hang out with the gang. We want to see you. We want to see our subscribers there, and that's going to be for the OSU-Oregon game coming up in just a few weeks. So enough of all that, though. Let's get to our show. These episodes, now that the season is rocking and rolling, will be a little bit shorter, not as much breakdown of team analysis, but we'll specifically be looking at the big games of the weekend. That's why our Midwest Insider is here with us. Midwest, how are you feeling heading into week zero here? I know there's not a ton of great games, but at least it's college football.
You said it. It's football. Football is here. It is officially football week. There's no more Saturdays without football until the next 2022, which is incredible. So I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I know you took a little vacation there down in South Carolina before the football season started. And but let's talk about, obviously, the biggest game of the weekend is Nebraska playing at Illinois. Nebraska, obviously, with Scott Frost here, he needs to win. He's playing against a new coach of Illinois. Obviously, it's a veteran coach in the Big Ten now with Brett Bielema. Nebraska's a 7.5 point favorite at Illinois, who beat them last year, by the way, by almost 20 points in Lincoln. To me, this is a game that Scott Frost cannot lose. What are your thoughts going into this game with Nebraska? Point spread, money line, over under. What are your thoughts, Nebraska at Illinois this weekend?
So if you had asked me last week and the week before, I was all over Nebraska. Exactly like you said, Scott Frost has to win this game. But if you've been paying attention, a couple days ago, might have been a week ago at this point, there are some allegations that came out against Nebraska for some extra practice time or kind of some bullshit, which, you know,
not surprising, right? NCAA.
Well, so here's my theory on that. I think that if you look at Scott Frost's contract, if Nebraska were to get rid of him after this year without a reason or justification, they would owe him some ungodly amount of money. So I think that Nebraska wanted the out to get rid of him. Here's your show cause. And now, you know, if they have another bad year, they can fire him without, you know, owing him that money because of quote unquote these violations. So with that said, I think there's kind of a black eye hanging over Lincoln right now. I'm still going to go Nebraska because they have to have it. And I think they have more talent. And I think with the turnover in Illinois, plus, like you said, new coach, I think Nebraska is going to win that game. But my confidence level in that has dropped just from that news, because I think that the tables have turned on Scott Frost. I think the honeymoon is officially over. And I think there's something going on behind the scenes there where, you know, Nebraska's maybe eyeing a Matt Campbell or whoever their next coach could be. So yeah. I would take Nebraska without high confidence.
For me, I'm not 100% sure, and I'm hearing some rumors out there that if Scott Frost loses this game, he might not make it to Monday. I mean, you can't lose to Illinois 2 years in a row. You right. can't lose
and
to
there's
them
your reasoning the- right there too. So if you lose and you've got these hanging violations, all right, goodbye.
And but conversely, it's a big chance for Nebraska. And for me, I don't see any way that they could lose this game. They have a veteran team now, or in Frost had enough time to implement what he's wanted to do. He's had the entire offseason to circle his calendar for this game. And the line scares me a little bit at -7. And if you follow the Menace 2 Picks, we aren't crazy about point spreads. It's not the only way to bet football. It's not the only way to bet games in general. The money lines are there. The over-unders are there. The team totals are there. So there's other things that Vegas doesn't want you to know about. They want you to get stuck betting on spreads, which I tweeted the other day. If your whole life is betting NFL spreads, you're in for a world of pain. There's nobody out there. There's not a single capper out there that just bets point spreads and has a great week every week. It's almost impossible. So for me, I want to get creative here, and I'm going to give away a freebie right now. It has to do with soccer. So we start out, and I'm going to change gears a little bit here, but we start out at the 7:30 a.m. kickoff is Manchester City playing against Arsenal. Arsenal is 0-2. Man City is one win and one tie so far. But Arsenal has looked horrible. Man City has looked hungry and healthy. They're the defending champs. They are like -330, I think. So if you take Man City to win on the money line, parlay that with Nebraska to win that game, I think you're setting yourself up for a nice day. I think for a decent amount, a 20-unit play, that's going to pay back right about even money. Man City money line parlayed with Nebraska to win. Then you don't – it's not going to matter if Nebraska covers or anything. They could win by a point, field goal, 50. It's not going to make any difference. But I'm loving Man City to open up the day with a win, and they'll be -1.5 goals. Don't worry about that. Just take them to beat Arsenal at home. Parlay that with Nebraska to win the game. Some other things you could do. You could look at some baseball and get creative, but I love Nebraska on the money line. You got to find a way to make sure that you're not dealing with that spread. If there's somebody else, there's a big baseball favorite that you can find. I think that's the best way to approach it. But for me, Man City with Nebraska, your final thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I like that bet. I think to win, I would take Nebraska all day. I think that's a safe bet. I don't know much about soccer, but I think that that makes sense. I trust your confidence in soccer more than anybody out there. So we got to spice up this opening week somehow, and that's a great way to get the day off, winning some money before 3 o'clock.
Right, yeah, you're making, that's the beautiful thing about the Menace 2 Picks. Let's get up. Let's make some breakfast, whatever you like to do. Make a coffee. You're watching soccer, man. Sticks a couple goals in, they win 2-0. Now you just need Nebraska to win, and you got a nice little payday on a Saturday. The second game of note is UCLA at home, -17.5 against Hawaii. I'm not crazy about it. I don't want to spend a ton of time researching this game, but what are your thoughts on UCLA? Any Pac-12 thoughts with Hawaii getting 17.5 points?
So just to be totally honest with you, I don't know a whole lot about Hawaii this year. I do like the squad Chip Kelly has coming back at UCLA. I think they're going to be significantly improved. The strange thing about, you know, Chip's really innovative style of football that he kind of rolled out at Oregon, went to the Eagles, didn't have success in the NFL. The question is, does that offense still work? We've really modernized college football since Chip, who was really innovative, came out and was scoring 70 every other week at Oregon. But I like his roster. I think the players have started to buy in. They had a nice season last year comparatively to the couple years prior Chip's. I think this is his fourth. I don't know if I'd take 17.5, but, it would be an interesting three-team parlay if you wanted to add UCLA to win. I'd be stunned if they lost at home to Hawaii. I don't know if it's worth it to add that to your parlay just because I don't know what the payout would be at that point, but I would say UCLA should win comfortably. 17.5 will be tricky, I like them to win probably close to what Vegas has, but I wouldn't have a lot of conviction behind that bet.
So this is a perfect example of why start college football out confused. You look at the games and you said it best. I don't know a ton about Hawaii. I do like UCLA's squad a little bit. And then you look at the other games on the slate and you're like, well, there's football on. I got to bet it.
Exactly.
But you don't. You can make one or two plays and it's still going to be 90 degrees out wherever you are, unless you're somewhere else. But anywhere in America, it's going to be 90 degrees on. You don't have to invest your entire weekend in week zero football. You know, that Nebraska game, or pick another game that you really like. But if you're going on there, you're just looking for shit to bet on. That's how you lose. That's what degenerate gamblers do that just need something in their life. And we're the opposite of that.
So that point, right, the one thing you could do with this game, which I'll be doing because I'm definitely going to watch because it's college football, it's on, it's a Power 5 team. You can watch UCLA and see what you think because they have LSU coming to town week one. And I think LSU is favored by like 3.5, 4.5, something like that. And if you like what you see out of UCLA, there's your chance right there to kind of jump on some action the following week. If they look better than you thought, they cover that, handsomely. There's your research to get you propped and ready for week one. That would be what I would be interested in the most of this game because I think that's like a 9:30 kick on week one.
Exactly why you're on the show, because to me, I say this to Zach a lot, all the time. It's a huge difference between gambling and handicapping. That's handicapping. Exactly. Gambling is literally just gambling your money on something that you don't know a lot. You might as well throw it on a roulette wheel. You don't know what's going to happen. Handicapping is watching it and formulating an opinion of what's going to happen the following week. Last point I would make is if you're talking money line parlay stuff, I'm a big fan of if you have to, and I don't recommend it always, but you can cut that juice down from the full game money line by taking like first half. Like UCLA first half will probably be -450 or something like that, 500, where you can increase, your parlay a little bit. But then in the end, I'm not confident in it. So I'd rather just Stroud was officially named the starter on Friday by Ryan Day, a move that if you've been listening to the podcast has been the least surprising news. We had this all along. CJ Stroud and the Buckeyes -14. Any information or thoughts you have on CJ Stroud heading into his first game against Minnesota here in about a week?
So what I do like about the officialness of CJ being the starter, and we had this all along, You could have read the tea leaves a couple weeks ago when Coach Day had sat CJ for a couple practices to essentially save him. He got enough. You know, they do a lot of workload management, similar to what the pros do, where if their guys are good enough, they don't need to practice, and they'll use that time on some of the younger players, which I love. But my thoughts are that if you remember when Justin Fields had transferred in to Ohio State, it took, you know, everyone knew Justin Fields was going to be the starter. With, I think, the guy's name's escaping me from Kentucky, who we had to transfer in that year too.
Was that Gunnar Hoke?
Yes, Gunnar Hoke. And Coach Day didn't reveal his hand until I think even closer to the season than we are now, with Justin being the starter. So what that tells me is that he has a lot of confidence in CJ Stroud, because we're obviously much deeper, much more talent at the quarterback position now than, frankly, we probably ever have been at Ohio State. So him tipping his cap this early, to me, means that CJ must be just murdering it in practice and in these scrimmages, in which I've read that I think their last scrimmage was last Friday. And I read that CJ just was unbelievably talented. I think a scout from one of a pro team, there's quotes that he passes the ball better than a lot of starters in the NFL right now.
Yeah,
so that's, you know, really encouraging.
CJ, sometimes you get these recruits coming from like a small high school putting up insane numbers. That's not CJ's case. He didn't start until he was a junior at Rancho Cucamonga High School in California. He wasn't playing against chumps. You know, he wasn't a guy that just won every game 60-0. You know, he's playing against good teams with Division I players, still putting up outstanding numbers. And the number that stuck out to me the most is his interceptions. If you look at his interception percentage, with look back historically at what the Buckeyes have done first game of the year. Last year, it was what's going to happen. Finally, the schedule gets made and then revamped and released. And, you know, now people have like a leaked schedule, but they play Nebraska. Absolutely destroy Nebraska in the second half. You felt bad because you were cheering for Nebraska a little bit to have a good year. And unfortunately, the Big Ten rewards them by opening up in Columbus. Ohio State crushes Nebraska. The year before that, Ryan Day's first game was against Florida Atlantic. And the Buckeyes did not cover in that game. However, I want to say the score was 35-0 or 42-0 at halftime. So it was one of these games when, you know, we take everybody out, the other team still got their starters in, they score a couple touchdowns, and all of a sudden we don't cover in the game, yet we were crushing them.
Yeah, that was a late backdoor. I remember that vividly.
So take us back the years before that, if you can recall. I want to say the year before that was Urban's last year, and it might have been against Oregon State.
Oregon State, I think we won like 77-10, something around that. That ballpark certainly covered.
No, so that game we did cover, but they scored a little bit, if you remember correctly. We covered, we won by 40, but I think they still got 30.
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
So I think you're thinking of the year before that, which was...
The year before that was Indiana. That was J.K. Dobbins' coming out party, and Indiana was on fire the first half. And I still think Ohio State ended up covering before things were all said and done.
Yeah, I want to say it was 49-21.
That sounds right. The year before that was BG. That's the game I was thinking of. I think we won 77-10.
And that'll then, take us back to Virginia Tech, right?
Yeah, the Braxton Miller spin move. Yep. And
so
we certainly covered that.
So what we're talking about is in the course of, to me, modern Ohio State football, these last 5-6 years, the Buckeyes have been ready for week one. You know, the only one they didn't cover was Florida Atlantic. And in that game, in the first half, you're thinking Florida Atlantic doesn't have a chance of covering, but OSU takes everybody out. They put in guys that totally were inexperienced, and they blow the cover. Of course, that's not going to be an option this year, you know, playing a road game in front of a crowd. They're not going to be resting guys to give a backdoor opportunity. So Buckeyes minus 2 touchdowns. What are your thoughts?
You know, the homer in me is almost a glass half full with this game, just because I think Minnesota is going to be ready. They have their new all black uniforms. PJ Fleck's going to have a pretty senior team ready to go. But on the same side of that coin, kind of what you just alluded to, Ohio State's going to keep their players in. They need the reps. They got Oregon coming to town. I would say that, you know, going at Minnesota night game than Oregon is probably the hardest 1-2 out of anybody in the country. I'd be interested for the listeners' thoughts if someone can trump that from another team. But, you know, I think it's a good spread in the sense that Minnesota has a good squad. And I think that Vegas is clearly showing you that with that 14.5. And this was one I've kind of gone back and forth with a little bit too. I do think that, you know, when the spread came out, I thought that Vegas was telling me that Minnesota is going to keep it really close. But the more I read about Ohio State's roster this year and how really stacked they are, and Minnesota's defense was really pedestrian, and that's pedestrian last year, and that's putting it nicely. I don't think they're going to be able to stop Ohio State unless CJ Stroud completely shits his pants, Joe Paterno style. I don't think they're going to be able to outscore Ohio State, and that's what they're going to need to do. I think I'd be pretty surprised if Ohio State doesn't put up 40 plus, and I'd be relatively surprised if Minnesota puts up more than 28. So for those reasons, I think I'm going to take Ohio State with the points.
Yeah, you're going to need to score some points against this Ohio State team. And I'm just not sure Minnesota's going to be able to do that. I think Minnesota's got a veteran offensive line, a good running back, good quarterback. I could see them trying to game manage here a little bit. And the danger of investing a ton in the Buckeyes early on is they just need to win right now. They start out with two pretty tough games, and they just need to win. So if you can get creative – and look at maybe some team totals, maybe look at some props, you know, a first half money line where you're parlayed in there with somebody else. You got to do a couple things to get creative, but I definitely love the team total. And then again, with that historical stat of the Buckeyes consistently having some stuff ready for week one, and I know they got Oregon coming up next, but I really don't see how Minnesota would cover this game. I don't see the Buckeyes winning a tight game here. They're just going to have too many athletes. And for me, I'm going to take them in a lot of different ways. Now, I'm not going to go completely crazy and unload my whole bank account on the Buckeyes to cover a spread when they don't have to. But, you know, I'll save a little money up and let it ride on the Buckeyes on a money line parlay in the first half, or Buckeyes to cover, Buckeyes team total. I'm going to look at some props when those come out. And again, we've already given that Mayan Williams prop. That's my safest bet, is Mayan Williams over rushing yards in the game. That is my safest bet. I think that they're going to give that man the ball. I think that, you know, Vegas doesn't know who Mayan Williams is yet. And I think that you're going to see a decent number where you're thinking, okay, what's going to happen here? But I think Mayan Williams goes over 100 yards in the game. I think he's going to be the player of the game for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, that's a perfect bet. That's truly, you know, sniffing that out. And you're exactly right. Vegas has no clue about Mayan Williams right now. I'd be surprised if it's more than 60 or 70 as the over-under there. I know Zach thought it was going to be a little bit higher. But, no, I love that bet. And, you know, think about this game, right? So let's say that the final score is something like 41-24. Ohio State fans would be pissed. Be like, whoa, that was a shitty week one. And you're still covering there. I mean, that's a 17-point win. And I could see something like that. I could see a sloppy 41-24, 48-28. But I don't think they're going to be able to keep it within 14.
Yeah. Another thing if you're really concerned is getting those teasers. A teaser, if you can buy points and get it down to a key number, if you can tease it down to a 10, you know, that's a nice number. 11's a nice number because of the field goal situation. But it's not going to be a one-score game for me. So not at the same time, you know, do you want to see Tanner Morgan throwing in a touchdown to a tight end and all of a sudden Minnesota wins by or loses by 11 or 12 and you're like, fuck, you know,
that's
you
betting.
Yeah, you don't and you don't want that to happen. And good handicappers try to protect themselves from that. So so keep us in mind. Check out the Patreon for our official picks. We gave you Mayan Williams. We gave you some other thoughts on it. We'll see you at the windows and let's cash the tickets. And I'll be excited as ever to watch some college football and cash the tickets on those plays.
I would snoop out that Jackson Smith and Jigba prop bet as well. Be curious to see what that is.
If you can find a JSN prop, it'll probably only be a catch and a half or 2.5 catches. And to me, he probably is going to catch 4 to 5 passes in the ball game.
Agreed.
We'll see you at the windows, boys. Take it easy.
Thank you, sir. Have a good week, everybody.
And here we go.
Michigan at the 41. What a hit! Ball's free! On the ground! South Carolina deserves to have it!
Cloudy just says, I'll take care of business right here. I'll come off the ball and rock you and get it right back for our offense.
22nd and 10 for Fields. Fields to throw it. Pump fake. Sacks. Fires. Touchdown, Garrett Wilson.
Now Burrow going to launch downfield for Chase. Who's got it? Touchdown, LSU.
Snaps with the whole
lock!
The kick is
This is Menace to Picks.